Hello, my name is Mulana Muhammad, and I interviewed...
Hello, my name is Shani Thompson. I interviewed Keith Murphy
on May 18, 2018.
I'm a spiritual man, so I grew up in the Baptist Church, actually Bethlehem Baptist Church, graduated from Catholic institutions, and have been working with the United Methodists for 25 years. Growing up in McKeesport, and I grew up in Harrison Village, all the way up to the age of 12. Then we ended up moving to Evans Avenue, which was one of the first black families on Evans Avenue at that time. Being a community father has been, I've worked with hundreds of kids. So I went to college and had a double major, computer science and sociology. So throughout all my early years, I was in the business world, ultimately ending up at the University of Pittsburgh managing the School of Dental Medicine. And somebody asked me to do a consulting piece for the work that I currently have been doing for the past 25 years. So by accident, something took me from the corporate world into the social service world. So it was really a choice to say, do I want to help young folks that live in the projects in those two communities with hopes of saving their lives, making sure that they succeed? So when I seen the faces of the children and their enthusiasm, it kind of made me say, let's do more work for people versus trying to keep making money and making money for corporations. And I started in the basement of a church. So the church right across the street from you all, Corpus Christi, they had a priest there, Father Stephen. Somehow or another, he was contacted because I was looking for another space. And he had the school right up at the top of the hill that used to be St. Pius. So he contacted me, said, yeah, Mr. Murphy, I want you to come look at this school. So I get to the school. He shows me the basement. I say, man, this is all the space I need right here. So he takes me on a tour of the whole building. I said, okay, it's nice, but let's go back down to the bottom. Because I can't, you know, I'm a one-man show. I had to ask the hard question, how much do you want for this building then? And the price he gave me was just so incredible and just was a blessing. I couldn't say no. So I bought it. So now we own this place, right? So as a community, you own it too. So when you say to anybody, let me take you up to my spot at the Healthy Village, and they're going to say, what do you mean my spot? You say, we own it. Y'all take ownership for this. That's what it's built for. That's what it's there for. The only downside of the work is when you have parents that have preschool age kids, 3 and 4 year olds, they can say to you, we want our kids in caps and gowns for graduation, for preschool graduation. And you ask that chilling question as to why, and they say this may be the last time that we see our child in a cap or gown. That's disturbing. And that still affects me today. That is what keeps me doing this job, because I wanted to make sure that preschool is not the last time that they see their child in a cap or gown. Whoo! Sometimes I work for free. Sometimes I work for $1 a month. So in this work, I've come to the conclusion, funding is not always guaranteed, but I think if you stay true to what you do, sooner or later, you end up getting a salary. Don't go for the job because of the money. Go for the job based on the passion that you have for the work, and it will produce money. So in sacrificing all them years when I may not have made a good salary, I was able to purchase a school. So there's benefits that come with saying, okay, I'm not going to make no money this month or next month. The work is the most important piece. It's not the money. So I tell folks, is it the money or the mission? The work is what's more important. I have a house that I can live in. I got a car that I can drive. So the basic necessities of what you need versus what you want. All them diamonds and all that other stuff. Okay, what is that for? When there are people out there hungry, when there's money that you spent on diamonds, you could have probably hired that person with that money and gave him a job and gave him some job skills. Do what you love. What's your passion? And it can change. You might go into college majoring one thing, but when you get out there in the real world, you might say, what I'd love to do is do this if I can get an opportunity. Take the chance. Be a risk taker. But if you're good at it, chances are it's a great risk. And that's been the story of my life. I never mind taking a risk. And I fell right into the place where I needed to be. So I love it all.